welcome to Jay Norty Live. Today we're having an emergency podcast to discuss the Isaiah Thomas and Kyrie Irving trade. We're joined by both Chuck and Finn tonight for the first time since we interviewed Finn back in late June. Guys, welcome on.
Great to be back.
First, I got to say is that Jack kind of has to be here now because of the whole contract situation.
All right. Let's just get right into business. Guys, what did you think about the trade?
Big dub for the Celtics.
Big dub.
All right. I think it's big L for the Celtics.
All right.
Jack, why did big
How do you feel, Jay Norty?
I'm kind of undecided because I think we gave up too much. I think if we hadn't given up that draft pick, I would agree. But because we gave up that Brooklyn pick, obviously that has good value. So I'm kind of undecided on the whole thing right now.
Crowder sucks. I don't care if we lose him. Biggest problem with the Celtics is that
I feel like the biggest plus for the Celtics is getting rid of Crowder. Like, who is?
Yeah.
No one likes him.
Crowder just drives away every single free agent known to man. So annoying.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing really going for him is those white shoes and white socks. Tomba, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sorry.
But I feel like Kyrie Irving has not won by himself with Cleveland. Like, Isaiah has done that
here. Did Thomas won by himself with the Celtics?
He did last year.
Happened.
Well, like, is Kyrie Irving going to do any better?
Yes.
His whole career, he was doing nothing other than until LeBron came.
Yeah, because he had nothing around him.
And, like, Boston's not too low.
Gordon Hayward. Al Horford's here. They have a great...
Those are two pretty, like, good average players.
Gordon Hayward and Al Horford?
I mean, Gordon Hayward's been on the Jazz, which is, like, the most relevant team in NBA history.
Yeah.
Relevant person in BC High history, okay?
Oh.
All right. Let's get fighting, then.
Huh?
Is it time for a fight, or, like...
Huh?
Is it time for another fight?
Okay, Jack. That was a sick chirp.
Yeah. Let's stay strictly on basketball. So, obviously, you guys both have big different sides of opinion that led to insults of your personal life, both of which I think were inappropriate. So, but here's what I think. I think that we could have given up less for Kyrie, and I think that with what we gave up, we should have gotten at least role player from the Cavs in return. Do you guys agree with that? Or would you say that?
Who do you want from the Cavs besides LeBron? I mean, to be honest,
Jones.
Who? You Don't just want
Jones.
To be on the Barstool podcast, Jack. Naturally,
but.
Yeah. I mean, IP and Jay Crowder alone would have been fine. But to give up that
Jay
guy,
Crowder,
like, yeah, honestly,
terrible.
I would give Jay Crowder away for anything.
I would
give like,
Jay Crowder basketball.
Ante Diop or something.
Huh?
And then another pick. I feel like the picks we should have kept. Because, like, this draft class is going to be absolutely loaded.
I'd rather have them give up the Lakers pick than this pick because that pick is protected. Now,
with Marvin Bagley moving up, this draft class is going to be insane.
Marvin Bagley's going to be a bust, though.
Yeah, he's from Canada.
Already... Andrew Wiggins.
He's from Canada. He's soft. Yeah. I don't want him.
I don't know. I think Jason Tatum will replace Jay Crowder better than Jay Crowder could ever do it himself.
Tatum. I actually will agree with that.
Celtics are looking good.
Yeah.
Okay, so put it this way. Who would you rather have, Kyrie or Isaiah?
I don't know.
Kyrie.
Yeah, I know. Kyrie's bigger, faster, stronger, and a better shooter.
I don't know. Because IT can win by himself. And I know that Kyrie couldn't win by himself in his first couple seasons.
He has bench in basketball.
Okay, the best bench. But, has he been the most clutchest player on the Celtics and made, every shot when I needed it? Yes.
Kyrie's the clutchest player in the NBA. Did you see that shot in Game 7 against Golden State, huh, buddy? Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, but, can he get the regular season games won? I don't know.
Okay, he wasn't trying in the regular season because they didn't need to.
Yeah, well, is he going to try this year, though?
Yeah, he is.
Yes.
Brad Stevens is going to make him. All right, Jack.
Well, I'm just saying, Isaiah has proven himself. And Kyrie has proven himself in LeBron.
Jay Crowder is terrible at basketball.
I totally agree.
But, so it's would you rather have a player who's better than Isaiah? And, you lose, your starting small forward, but that opens up space for your younger, more talented guys? Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum? Or would you rather have Isaiah Thomas, who's good. I'll admit that he's good. I don't think he's great. And, you have still Jay Crowder on your team. I'm serious.
All right. Well, what's your starting lineup for the Celtics this year?
What's his face? Al Horford, Jaylen Brown, Gordon Hayward, Jason Tatum at the two guard, and then Isaiah Thomas. I mean Kyrie. Not bad.
Yeah. But where do you go? I don't know. I might go with the Marcus Smart Kyrie duo. And then put Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Al Horford. And take Gordon Hayward off the bench.
Yep.
You don't think
Gordon
off the bench, you retard.
Yeah, that's just.
Wait, say that again?
You don't take a max player off the bench, Jack.
I know, I feel like that line is Gordon. I don't know. Gordon Hayward's not the most athletic player in the league.
Yeah, but he's the best player the Celtics have right now.
No,
you think Gordon Hayward is better than Kyrie? Would Gordon Hayward be better than
Kyrie Irving? Is the third best point guard in the league.
Sorry. I was thinking we were pre-Kyrie Irving. All right, second best player that we have. He's also a max player. Why would we put him on the bench when Miami or Utah would have started him? He wouldn't have come to Boston if they said, all right, we're going to sit you on the bench.
All right. Yeah, well, I don't know. That was before that, because Isaiah Thomas was a little bit of a slower player. I feel like Kyrie, Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum can run. I don't know. I mean, he's obviously going to start it. I'm just trying to make it a little interesting in this podcast.
All right.
Enough.
Sorry. All right. Just to get a check what you were saying, if Gordon Hayward is sitting on the bench, then Brad Stevens is not.
What is that to Paul George, who might come here next year? You know?
That's true.
And now this will give them a better chance to compete this year. So it's if Paul George sees that they beat Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Finals or compete with Cleveland, he's going to be like, oh, shit, those guys are in contention. I want to go there, you know? He's going to come here and then they're going to win the championship.
That's
simple. All I'm saying is Jason Tatum is going to be unreal this year and carry our team. By the end of the season, Jason Tatum will be the best player on the Celtics.
Jack, I'm saying that with all the love in my heart I can. Like, that's not.
What'd you say?
Jack, that's just not going to happen.
Just wait. Just wait.
Jaylen Brown's better than Jason Tatum.
Maybe at getting to the hoop, but Jason Tatum, you can get to the hoop and dunk on anyone.
Huh?
Have you watched Jason Tatum in college? Because all I see is him doing what Jaylen Brown does and better.
Jaylen Brown's the most athletic player on the... What are you talking about? Jason Tatum's not an athletic
guy. Did you watch the UNC game? UNC versus Duke last year?
The only two games I watched is when they played Notre Dame.
So, all right, well, everyone knows Kennedy Meeks is, correct?
Yeah, it's big dog.
6'11". Yeah, he's a big guy. And Jason Tatum absolutely dunked on him.
Okay, and Jason Tatum's 6'10", big deal.
He's like 6'8". But
Jaylen Brown wouldn't just dunk on that guy. He would have ended his career, okay? Don't put that
watch
out
that, watch that clip. Watch that clip.
Don't tell me what to do.
All right. Well, now we're just... Jack, I'm going to be honest, Jack. I'm very nice. I like you, Jack. But that take about how Jason Tatum is going to be the best player on the Celtics at the end of the year is just
Jack,
absolutely...
Jack, we might have to kick you off the podcast for that. You're off.
All right,
you're
no, Jack can stay on. No one is getting
talk
fired
to me,
talk for
to
the
me,
last time.
Talk to me at the end. Talk to me at the end of the season. Talk to me at the end of the season when Jason Tatum's rookie of the year.
Jack,
Kyrie Irving's injured.
That's why you're saying that. Just going to put that out there.
All right, Finn.
Well, this is bold predictions from Jack and Finn. Let's get back to just strictly how this will benefit or hurt the Cavs. So obviously the Cavaliers it's not gonna hurt them. Do you think it'll hurt the Cavs?
I think it's going to kill the Cavs. The Cavs are imploding right now. You know? So it's like
all right, well, they're taking a downgrade on Isaiah Thomas to Kyrie. Don't even try to deny that.
And then, Jay Crowder's terrible at basketball, so it's like, I don't know. They're still going to probably beat the Celtics, but they're not even going to stand a chance against Golden State.
Yeah, I mean, were they going to stand a chance against Golden State anyway? And, For next season and the season after that, it's not a good deal. But maybe in a couple of years, once they get the draft pick.
I'm talking about going to winning 1 to 2 games to getting swept, Jack. You know,
yeah, well, say in, 5 years, all right, Kevin Durant's old, Steph Curry's old, LeBron's old, but they draft someone this year with that draft pick, and he turns out to be really good, and then they might have a chance of beating the Warriors then. You know what I'm saying?
All right, well, LeBron
maybe looking
gone.
More into the future.
Well, LeBron is going to be gone by then.
Exactly. Kevin Durant will be gone as well.
Kevin Durant's not going to move.
Or Steph Curry. There'll be, some movement, 100%.
I don't know.
You think that the Warriors will be the same team in 5 years that they are right now?
No, I think they're going to lose Klay Thompson, but...
Yeah.
They're going to retain that core of KD, Draymond, and Steph. Steph.
Yeah.
They're going to suck, Bill.
Who do you guys think is going to be better, Marvin Bagley or Michael Porter?
Michael Porter?
Because when Marvin Bagley reclassified, ESPN put him above Michael Porter as the top player in the class.
Doesn't matter. Michael Porter will get more of a star power. because he's at Missouri, where he's really the only star in his conference, where with Marvin Bagley, he's going to be at Duke with all that big class, and we're not going to see as much of him.
Yeah, honestly, Andrew, if you play Duke, watch out.
Jeff, you are Duke dandy.
Okay. Say what you want. Say what you want.
I will. You are. I'll put it out there. If you're okay with me saying like that, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
No, it's fine.
Okay, good. You are.
This has been a real... You guys are really going at it. I'm basically just the moderator. And
you
I've seen some very...
Like Hillary Trump.
Your opinion on the trade. We haven't heard your opinion all 25 minutes of this.
Yeah, I've actually been really quiet. So, I said it, and I'll say it again. I think that it was good value, Isaiah, for Kyrie, but I think we put too many pieces in. I think that we shouldn't have given that pick away, and we probably shouldn't have given Zizek away. But
Zizek,
we already
sucks.
Have.
I could get a rebound over Zizek. Like,
no,
serious,
he's a seven.
Does anyone know who that guy is? Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's soft though. I can knock his ass out.
He's from He might be from Serbia, but he's not Yabusele,
right, well,
so I don't like him.
Regardless, Finn, he's in the NBA, and you're not.
Hey. I rebounded for a guy at my gym for $50 for an hour.
All right. Well, Jack, how do you feel about like, how do you feel if you're the Cavs? What's it looking like for you?
I'm happy because we're gonna reach the NBA Finals and we're possibly gonna get the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah.
No,
I agree.
We don't get the number one pick anymore. Oh, wait.
I said the Cavs.
Yeah, because they know that the Celtics are not going to beat them no matter what. And even if the Celtics do, just to lose to Golden State in four.
Yeah.
In four? Are you kidding me? I think they can take one.
They can take two. They beat Golden State every year.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
in the
but
regular.
I mean, regular season versus playoffs or finals, yeah.
So obviously you like the trade, Jack, you hate the trade. I'm basically in the middle.
Yep.
I want
the
trade. This is the greatest trade in Celtics history. Actually, that's
yeah.
not true at all, but second greatest.
What's the greatest trade?
The trade for, Kevin Garnett, and
what we gave up. That could have been the worst trade in NBA. Didn't won a championship because we literally gave up seven guys for him.
Okay. Oh, also the Robert Parrish trade.
Yeah, that is a steal.
Robert Parrish for the first overall pick. And Joe Barry Carroll. Or the hell that is.
Was I the only one back when the Knicks traded their pick? Was I the only one that thought that it was, like, the worst trade ever and that, like, that was, like, so stupid? Danny
Ainge.
I thought
we were going to be a contender when that happened. You know?
Yeah. I thought when we traded, are we talking about when we got all those Brooklyn picks?
Yeah, and
yeah.
traded, like, Paul Pierce. I mean, in my head, I was like, why would you trade Paul Pierce? KG.
Yeah, I was the same way. Well, it was also now Brooklyn was going to be a contender, so it didn't really work out great. I was like, we're screwed because we're just going to get four picks in the top 20 out of this. It's not really going to work out well for us, but in the end, I think it did
Trader
work out
Danny.
Good. Trader Danny.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Jordan and Pippen out of it.
Yeah.
Well, Keith.
This, I feel like this trade is either going to go down as a top five trade in NBA history or a top five worst trade in NBA history.
No, not at all. This isn't even the biggest trade of the offseason.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. Paul George, Jimmy Butler. I mean, this is probably the only trade that's working well for both sides, but, you know.
Yeah, but like
it can be a problem.
Jimmy
for
Butler
the Cavs.
Was traded. When Jimmy Butler is traded, it didn't end up like no one was like freaking out. When Paul George was traded, I guess some people were. It was just out of pure shock when he was traded. But I feel like this trade is involving two superstars, a possible number one pick, raw talent, a 7-footer, and then just Jay Crowder.
Magic. Watch Jay Crowder turn into a superstar player and just be like, fuck you, Jay, know your life.
I think it's going to be tough for LeBron to transition with Isaiah, like, in 1 year, you know what I'm saying? This year could have a little bumps for the Cavs.
Someone's coming on soon, just 1 sec.
Who's coming on?
You'll see.
Who's here?
Yo, what's up?
How's it going, Gabe?
Nothing much.
What's going on?
I know you're talking
Gabe.
About
you. He's just my friend.
How do you feel that Kyrie's on the cover in a Cavs jersey, the cover of 2K, but now he's on the Celtics?
It's going to change.
We're not really talking about 2K here, buddy.
Yeah.
So,
I know, it's trade stuff, too.
What?
Never mind.
Well, Gabe, how do you feel about the trade from a basketball standpoint, not a video game standpoint?
Hello?
Yeah, thank God.
Wait, is that the Gabe who tried to stab me with a... a steak? That played, like, football with me?
Yeah.
That one sounds like a story for another podcast. Wow.
Jordy, I dunked my head.
Alright. That was just... he said, I'm going to discuss basketball. And then he starts talking about 2K.
Total disappointment. Although, I feel like 2K is the biggest part about the NBA right now.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I wonder how much money makes or 2K makes compared to the NBA. Or compared to the Brooklyn Nets, probably make more, honestly.
No, the Brooklyn Nets make a ton of money.
I know. 2K, bro?
No, Brooklyn Nets just make a ton of money in general. They're legitimately in the biggest media market in the world. And they're owned by Jay-Z.
But isn't it illegal not to have 2K in a household? Just putting that out there. It's not
illegal at all. I don't have 2K. Sorry, Jack. I could probably still beat you in it. Jack, remember
probably.
Your genius tour? That was just you playing 2K?
See, that's how big 2K is an impact on the young age.
What are we saying?
No, Jack's talking some shit about me.
Is this just going to be a huge fight?
Yeah, Jack. Does it have
what?
To be, huh, bud? Yeah, Jack, that's what I thought.
Pretty sure you started everything, shit. But, no.
Yeah, you better run.
Did I run?
Whoa, just kidding.
Still here.
Chuck, we don't actually have beef. I just pretend that we do because we make fun of you.
All right, well, this is going nowhere on the podcast. Wow.
Yeah, all right. I think that's the end of J-Nerdy Live tonight. It's 25 minutes long. And we'll see you Thursday when we have Stingray Thief, SEC Superfan, and a Part of My Take fame coming on the show. We will discuss all 14 SEC teams, and we'll go through some of the top five early games of the season. Thanks for coming on, guys.
All right, see ya.
Hey.
Adios. And that's the end of J-Nerdy Live. We'll see you next week.